Sorry, okay, so, okay, so basically, what happened was I was reading the spell book and stuff, the one that we were just doing in the library and stuff, I guess. Maybe? Was it that book? I can't remember. Thinking is really hard. Yeah, okay, so basically what happened was when you went back to the dorm room and stuff, I was working on this spell. It's called the Bimbo spell and stuff. So basically So the Bimbo spell did a thing and it exploded in my face. Oh my God. Exploded. But okay, anyway, so it was in this book. Oh my God, this is a big book. Oh, is that not how you hold it? What do you mean it's upside down? Oh, okay. Right. I think it's this is difficult. I don't understand any of this. Are you sure this is English? Wow. This doesn't look like English. Okay. So I think it's this one. That one. Yes. What do you mean you're gonna do the spell and change me back? What? Back to what? Haven't I always been like this? I haven't? What? You're kidding, right? Oh my God. No. I like this. But look. Hey, don't. No. Put that down. Put the wand down. Please put the wand down. Good. Okay, now look at me. Look at me. Look at me. Okay. I'm having a good time. This is fun. So do you remember that thing that we did in the library and stuff? Where your brain was melting away. And that's how this feels. Everything is pink and sparkly and fun. And okay, this is gonna sound dumb. Wait, do I sound dumb? I do? Oh my God, shut up. I was thinking, instead of changing me back, I could just, fix you. I could fix you. I could make you a bimbo as well. Oh, well, I'm not gonna use my bimbo spell. I can't read that. That's complicated. Well, okay, the only things that I can think about right now are pretty shiny things. I like shiny things. Pink bubbly things.
Pink bubbly things.
Shopping. That's fun. Shoes. I like those. my rudimentary understanding of hypnosis?
Is that a big word?
I don't know what that means. It just keeps coming up in my head. So like maybe I could hypnotize you and make you a bimbo too. Wouldn't that be fun? And you could be my little bimbo friend. But of course, I would be the smart bimbo and you would be the dumb bimbo.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
Okay, so like, hey, you remember when, like, we did that thing in the library and I did that thing where your thoughts were dripping out of your mind like a tap? Uh-huh, yeah, like that. Maybe if you, like, pretty please think about that again. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, but that's only the start, silly. Shh. Don't say a thing. Stop. Don't let your thoughts get in the way of this. You know, that's the problem, right? Our thoughts just get in the way of ourselves all the time. When in fact, all we need to do is just smile and be happy. Be a bubbly bimbo. You know what a bimbo is, right? A bimbo is someone who just doesn't think about stuff. They don't let their stupid thoughts get in the way of having a good time. And like, you could be that way too. Uh-huh. You could. You could like, just allow your thoughts to just vanish. They could just pop out of existence. Like, okay. Look at me. Do you see how happy I am? Mm-hmm. Okay, you could be this happy if you just focus on me. Silly. Focus. Just look at me. And just listen. Being a bimbo is a state of mind. Everything else just fades away for a moment while you just think about nothing. But the important things. The important things are the fun things, the things you don't have to think too hard about. Smart things are for smart people. And that's okay. We don't focus on those because they're boring, because they're dumb. And being dumb is so much better than being smart. So we focus on that. And you know it's not forever, right? This is just a spell, silly. It's just a spell that just takes over your mind and makes you think about pink, fun things. And I know you want to giggle with me. I know you want to have fun with me. I know you just want to be a bimbo with me. So just let everything else go for a moment and think about being a bimbo. You know exactly what a bimbo is like. You know exactly what you know about bimbos. And for a moment, why don't you step into that? Why don't you focus on that for a moment? And like, allow me to reach inside your mind. Take that inner bimbo that you have and just draw them to the surface. That's right, yes. That's exactly right. And you can feel me as I just draw that bimbo closer and closer and closer exactly to you. And bring them out of you. And of course, the more you think about being a bimbo, the more you just want to become a bimbo, the more you think about bimbo things. Like giggling, like having fun, like talking like a bimbo and like, not understanding big hard words and stuff. The more you just seem to be in tune with your bimbo self, you know? And it's like one of those things that just gets stronger and stronger the longer you do it. Yeah, it's one of those things. And they're really fun. And like the more you think about it and the more you listen to me, the more you just go along with this, the more you feel so good, so happy. Like such a bubbly bimbo. And it's fun, right? And of course, you just want to giggle with me. You just want to have fun with me. You just want to be a dumb, silly little bimbo with me. Don't you? Yeah, of course you do. Because, like, what else would you rather be doing? There's no point having your nose back in that dumb book. So put it down. That's right, don't even think about changing me back. Because you don't want to anymore, do you? No, you don't. Because you just want to be a silly bimbo too. And you are silly. Look at you. You are a silly bimbo. And isn't it funny how every time I say this word silly bimbo, you just feel a giggly wave of bubbly happy dumbness just washing over you and it feels really good. And that's okay. You can be happy being a bimbo. You can be content being a bimbo. And you can be so very, very, very happy in this space right now, having no thoughts. And in fact, the longer you stay in the bimbo headspace, the dumber and dumber you become, and that's okay. Bimbos don't need to think about smart things anyway. We've already covered that, I think. Wait, have we? Oh my god, see, like, I forgot. And of course, you can forget too, can't you? It's like all of that old, complicated, boring stuff just gets parked at the back of your mind. Like really deep, 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 deep down in the recesses of your brain. Because you don't need that right now, do you? Mm-mm. You just need to be dumb. You just need to be a bimbo. Just like me. And it's fun, isn't it? Yeah, it is fun to be a bimbo. And you and I can just have such a good time giggling. And talking about shopping and shoes and other fun stuff, I guess. I don't know. What do you think? Wait, you don't think, do you? Say it. Say I don't think. Say it. Come on. Yay. Yay. It makes me so happy when you do the things that I say. Mm-hmm. You see, like, okay, in this situation here, it seems like I'm the more dominant bimbo. That's why I get to be the smart one and you get to be the dumb one. Mm-hmm. Well, because one of us has to know exactly what's going on. One of us has to, like, be in control of the situation. So I guess I'll do it. I'll sacrifice myself and my enjoyment. I'm kidding. I love, 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 love playing with you. I do. And of course, the longer we play like this, the longer you listen to me, the dumber and dumber and dumber you become. Because it's like that tap, like that thing I did before in the library, where I just reach inside your mind and I just crank that tap. And all of a sudden your IQ just starts leaking out of your mouth. And it's funny because the more it leaks, the more you just want to babble on about like dumb stuff that doesn't even matter. Right? Right. And to you, it almost looks like we're talking. It looks like we're talking and stuff, but like you're just kind of talking to yourself and letting your IQ just drip out of your mouth. Doesn't that feel good? Nod yes for me. Good. Stop nodding. Okay, good. Doesn't it feel good to be controlled like that? Doesn't it feel good to be like my silly bimbo friend? Mm-hmm. It does. Oh, I love magic school so much. Like, who knew at magic school we could have so much fun being stupid bimbos and just having a good time? Mm-hmm. And you can just feel yourself just getting dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber and dumber. And of course, the dumber you become, the more you just want to like giggle along and just be happy and dumb. Like right now, when you're happy and dumb. Uh-huh. And every time I giggle, you want to giggle too. So it's like this giggle loop that just loops around and around in your brain. And of course, if I giggle, you giggle, and if you giggle, I giggle, and it just becomes this whole thing. You know, it's very complicated when we're bimbos and stuff. I know. For people who are so dumb, we're very, very complicated creatures. I know. See, this is why I'm the smart bimbo and you're the dumb bimbo. Because sometimes I can, like, rationalize stuff much better than you can. Oh, okay, so that's probably too complicated for you. I'll explain it in simple terms. Me smart, you dumb, you listen. Good? Good. Okay, my dumb bimbo friend. I think that you and I need to play a game. It's called Guess the Smart Thing. I'm going to ask you a smart thing and you are going to respond with what you think the answer could be. Because I can remember some smart things, but I don't think you can. And I have a good time when I know that you can't remember smart things. Yeah. Okay. And of course, if you can remember smart things, I'm going to fix it by making you even more stupid. Do you have a problem with that? Well, of course you don't. You're a bimbo, and bimbos love being dumb like this. Just like you, my dumb little bimbo friend. Okay, dumb bimbo friend. So, like, how do you spell your name? Well, that's not how you spell your name anymore. Of course, you spell your name however I tell you to spell your name, silly. Because letters and numbers don't make sense in your dumb little brain. No. In fact, the longer you think about letters and numbers, the more they just all kind of jumble together. It's like I've just dumped buckets and buckets of letters and numbers together and they've all fallen across the floor and made a big mess. And then I've scrambled them around with my hands. And as we look down at the pile of numbers and letters, we all go, what is that? It's a mess. I know. But don't worry, we'll unscramble it later. But like, oh my God, that's a mess. I know, right? Oh God. Well, I'm not cleaning that up. Not now. Do it later. For now, just stare at the pile and just think, oh my God, letters and numbers are so hard though. Because they are. Who needs to know about that stuff? It's like if I asked you, what is 1 + 1? But the problem is I've asked you about numbers and numbers are hard. And of course, the numbers all jumble up in your mind. And if at the end of the day, did I ask about numbers or did I ask about letters? I don't even know. Was it both? Was it neither? And of course, then I reach my hand inside your mind and I just crank that tap and your mind just melts out of your mouth even more. And even more. And even more. And even more. Oh my God, you're so dumb. But you like being dumb, don't you? You do. You love being called dumb. In fact, I think, because I think and you don't think. I think you don't think. I'm the thinking bimbo. You're the not thinking bimbo because I decided. I did. I decided you're the not thinking bimbo. So you not thinking bimbo. You like are so dumb that every time I tell you you're so dumb, you just laugh because it feels good, right? It's good to be reminded how dumb you are because you aren't just dumb. Isn't that right, bimbo? And you love being like my bimbo friend and stuff, don't you? Yeah. I like love being your bimbo friend too. And this is really fun. Yeah. In fact, I think I could make this even more fun. You see, I think you should do something for me. I think you should make yourself feel really good. Do you know what I mean? Or are you too dumb? Oh, silly. It looks like I'm gonna have to tell you what to do even more. But of course, you don't complain, do you? Nope, because you're not the thinking bimbo and I'm the thinking bimbo. So let me explain it to you. You see, I want you to start stripping for me. Maybe I'll strip for you later, who knows? We're friends though, right? And between friends, I mean, you want to show me stuff, don't you? And I know it would make you feel really, really good if you do. So do it. Strip for me. I want you to show me your bimbo self. And I want you to take your time. I want you to turn yourself on by stripping for me. Yeah, right now. Do it. And of course, the more you strip, the more you just kind of feel yourself fading into the dumbness and feeling so happy and good and a little bit turned on, because of course this turns you on, doesn't it, silly? And the more I call you silly, the more you just want to do things for me, don't you, silly? Aww, and it turns you on so much to be called a silly, stupid little bimbo. I know it does. It's okay, silly. You're allowed to get turned on at these kinds of things. It's pretty hot, you stripping for me like that, letting me see what's under your uniform. I like it. Shut up. Okay, like, you don't get to talk anyway. So, here's the thing. Your next little, I'll call it your next task, right? So, like, your next task for me is to, I want you to touch the places that make you feel really good. You know those places. Don't be shy with me. Of course, when you don't think like this, you don't get a place to be shy. You just get to be turned on. And the longer you stay dumb like this, and the longer I control you like this, the more turned on you become, my silly little bimbo friend. So, bimbo friend, touch yourself. Do it. There's no one else around. Don't worry. It's just you and me in our dorm room. So touch yourself. That's right. Good. And of course, you being so dumb like this makes you even more turned on, because, okay, this is fun science thing that I can tell you about brains. Brains get so bogged down in thinking when we think about sex stuff. So sometimes, like, when we're thinking about getting ourselves really, really horny, and we have so much going on in our brains, we just can't get as horny as we want to be. So you being dumb and stupid like this just makes you even more horny than you would normally be. And that feels good, doesn't it, silly? So just keep touching yourself. Just focus on that and focus on me. And put on a show for me. I want you to show off. Oh, you like that, don't you? You do. You do. So, my little bimbo friend, why don't you tell me? I love being a bimbo. Tell me. Come on, say it. I love being a bimbo. And it's okay if the words don't come out perfect. I know you're so dumb. It's okay. And like, you're having such a good time putting on a show like this. And it's okay to slow your way through saying, I am a bimbo. It's okay to lose yourself in the giggles as you just keep touching. Keep getting hornier and hornier like this. That's right. And it feels so good. So very good to be like a bimbo and stuff. That you just feel so good that you lose yourself in it. That's right, you lose yourself in this. You lose yourself in the fun, freeing sensation of being a bimbo like this. And you love this sensation, don't you? Say it. I love being a bimbo. Say it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. Oh, look at you. Putting on a little show like this, showing me everything you've got as you just try and turn me on, as you turn yourself on. Because of course, knowing that I'm turned on turns you on, and vice versa. Because you love playing these little games with me, don't you, silly bimbo friend? You do. I know you do. And it feels so good to put on a show like this, to show me everything you've got. We're just that close of friends, I guess. Oh my god, look at you. You are so adorable. Being your little bimbo self, slurring your way through the mantras and just losing yourself to being so very, very dumb and stuff. It's so cute. You're adorable. You're so adorable. And you feel so very good, don't you? So very aroused, because of course all you can think about is how horny you are right now. How horny this makes you feel right now, as you continue to touch yourself as you continue to touch all those places that make you feel so good, so much more like a little bimbo, as it just feels so fun and so freeing like this. And then all of a sudden, you stop touching, but the arousal doesn't go away. It doesn't, no, because I've been watching you and now I'm touching all those places. And you can feel my hands working those spots, working those places just the way you like it. And doesn't that feel good? You see, I love playing with you like this. Don't touch. Let me do the work. As you can just feel the arousal building and building and building. As it just feels better and better and better and better with every second that passes. And of course, my hands know you better than you know yourself. So you don't need to do anything but just relinquish yourself, relinquish your body and your mind in the pleasurable dumbness of being such a bimbo right now. And that's okay. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel free. It makes you feel so much better, doesn't it? And of course, I just keep touching and touching and touching, and you just feel yourself building and building to a pleasurable orgasmic climax. I wonder if I'll let you orgasm today, or if I'll just let you ride the waves of pleasure endlessly. Who knows? You know, arousal starts in the mind, and it works its way through your body so very easily with just a touch of my hand. And of course, my hands can go wherever they want as they just roam your body and make you feel so good. Make you feel so very, very controlled. But there's something so sexy about that, isn't there? There is. As you lose yourself in this dumbness, as your mind is just so blank and empty and everything just fades away into the arousal and the lust as I just touch you. That's right, as my touch just gets faster. As it just builds you more and more, as the arousal builds and builds and builds within you to a pleasurable climax. But will I let you come? I don't know if I'll let you come. You see, I was gonna count to 10 and then let you come and stuff, but numbers are so hard. Maybe I'll just have to press a special button. You see, my little bimbo friend, there's a special button that us bimbos have where if I touch you on your forehead, your brain just melts completely. But as it does, you come. And it's a little secret button. No. I'm going to keep touching you until it's time. So don't you do anything. Just wait. Let me touch you. Let the arousal build and build and build. And as it builds like this, you can just imagine that button, can't you? You can just imagine what is going to happen when I push that button. How you'll feel it, how you'll sense it, how your mind will just melt away. Just like magic. Just like my spell that I've weaved over you, body and mind, as I continue to touch you in all those places, making you feel so very, very, very good as I find my way, my hand just snaking its way up to your forehead as I hover my finger just above that button, waiting to push, waiting to finally let you give in to the climax as your mind melts. But like, are you ready? And then I push it. And with a push of the button like that, you just come. That's right. You just orgasm as you ride wave after wave after wave after wave of pleasure just rippling through you as your mind just melts away. Melting away, dripping away. As you just drink. As you just sink away. Oh my god, like, I guess my rudimentary understanding of hypnosis was, like, good enough to completely destroy you. But for now, just relax. Just let everything go. Just allow yourself to sink down deep. And you know, in a moment, I'm gonna wake wake you up as a count from 1 to 10. And with each number you find yourself waking up so easily, so effortlessly. With every number you just find yourself becoming more and more awake, more and more alert, more and more refreshed and energized. That's right. On the count of 10. With 1, 2, 3, that's right. You can feel your mind rebuilding itself, coming back to itself, taking all the time it needs to come back to itself. With 4, 5, 6, that's right. Feeling energy flooding your body, feeling your mind recalibrating, getting yourself back where it needs to be, no longer in bimbo space. With 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and on the next number, you'll be wide awake, alert, refreshed, and energized. Remembering everything that we did today. No longer in bimbo space, completely back to yourself. Back to normal with 10. Wide awake. So I'm like, maybe it's time to change me back from a bimbo now. But before we do, like, am I a good hypnotist yet? I guess my studying paid off.